You're listening to The Big Show here on WMAL. Brian, we've got a guest coming on.
Yeah, we have a guest, Joe Connor, who is co-author with Michael Duncan of a book, a new book, The New Founders, which has just come out. It's a book that's climbed all the way to 44 on the Amazon list and 40 in the Barnes & Noble list, so a lot of people are buying it up and reading it. Joe, how you doing?
Really good.
Yeah, great to have you on. Joe's a good buddy of mine, so we can talk about the book a little bit, maybe kind of transition back and talk about the big issues that we're talking about today, obviously the situation in North Africa and the Middle East. But tell us a little bit about the book. It goes back to the question of what would the founders do? You hear it all the time, people saying, hey, what do you think the founders would think of the way America is right now? What do they think about? What would they think about the policies? I think it's a fascinating question. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, cool. Mike Duncan, who's a buddy of mine and a damn good writer, and I put this book together, had the idea about less than a year ago, and actually I was driving back from D.C. and had radio on, and I was marveling at how beautiful the countryside is, and I had in my head I had George Washington sitting next to me, and I started asking, you know, what would he do? And we put together a fiction book, and we used the founders' real words, their ideas. You know, the New Founders talks about, the keeping the founders and their principles alive in the 21st century. And so we bring them back. They're real living people. George Washington is a real person in the U.S. now. And the founding brothers are with them. They're reincarnates of the original. They don't know who they are until they're drawn to Philadelphia on July 4th weekend. And they start they feel like they know each other. And then Washington appears to them and says, you know, Providence has brought us together, guys. And they're dumbfounded at first. They're just regular guys, and they see this Washington-like guy with some bad teeth coming at them. And, you know, we made it a little funny, very entertaining, and a lot of thought went into it. We talk about how Washington would relate to the Civil War and Abraham Lincoln, how he would feel about kicking issues down the road, sort of like they did with the slavery issue, and how the current politicians are doing that now. And we talk about what Washington would say now about entangling alliances, about immigration, what Madison would talk about the finances and Hamilton about taxation. We bring all these issues up, and we realize that what the issues that the founders faced are the very same issues that we face today. And really the moral of the story is that 21st century Americans have to solve 21st century problems, but they need to look to the founders for guidance. And we have to check ourselves. Do we have the stomach to do the things that the founders put in these beautiful documents called the Declaration and the Constitution?
Absolutely. We're talking to Joe Connor, author of the new book, The Founders. No, Joe, this is Derek Connor. How do you think? I mean, you're somebody who, I hate to bring it up, but it's important. You lost your father to a terrorist attack up in New York.
Yes.
And that the perpetrators of that attack were pardoned by the United States government, by President Bill Clinton, at the request, not of the people who did it, but sort of by being pushed by this current attorney general.
Yes, that's true.
So you followed his career with keen interest. What do you make of the Attorney General of the United States and the Justice Department in general going after this filmmaker, this horrible movie? And is it just to continue? Is this an ideology? What can you tell us that most people wouldn't know instinctively from watching the media coverage about Eric Holder as a man?
What I've gotten to know about Eric Holder is, at first I thought he was an incompetent.
Yeah.
And I've changed my view on that. I don't think he's incompetent at all. I think Eric Holder knows exactly what he's doing. I think he has an agenda. I think it is a extreme left-wing agenda. I think it's an agenda that hates this country. I think he is absolutely cavalier about about the Constitution that he is sworn to protect. And we even bring this up in the book. We bring up the pardons in the book, and we say Alexander Hamilton never envisioned the likes of Bill Clinton when he said no one would abuse the power of the pardon lest they be thought conniving. Well, the same thing applies to Eric Holder. The founders never thought about a guy like Eric Holder. He has really no respect for what he's sworn to do. I mean, I said back in 2009 when I testified against him at his confirmation hearing that he played Russian roulette with the American people by releasing unrepentant terrorists. And unfortunately, I was proven right when the horrific Fast and Furious a scandal broke and we have Americans dead. So anything that this guy does, it just doesn't surprise me. I'm very jaded, but he does exactly...
Justifiably so.
I guess so, yeah. And people sort of look at me and say, oh, you're not upset? I'm like, well, of course I'm upset. I'm just not surprised. And anything that this guy does, it's calculated, and he's not an incompetent. Don't let anyone fool you. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he is very tight with our president. I can guarantee you that.
Well, Joe, this is Dan Bongino. Thanks for writing the book. You bring up some great points in there. First, about the stomach to solve problems. I appreciate that's valuable input. I think we've lost that. But
yeah.
Secondly, I find with Attorney General Holder and the president now that there's a Thomas Sowell quote that says, men are never more sincere when they're asserting their moral superiority. That's what they tend to do. They look at you as if, you know, you're a Republican or you're not a Democrat, so you must not care about poor people, and you must understand that we're doing, you know, our way is the only way. Our way is the right way. But I agree with you. This is very deliberate. These people aren't unintelligent. They know exactly what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Holder's ideologically driven. I mean, when it came to the FALN, he fired Margaret Love, who was the pardon attorney, because she wouldn't recommend their release. And he hired another pardon attorney who also wouldn't recommend their release, but did relent in providing an options memo that Holder came up with this idea. He met 9 times with the FALN supporters, didn't meet at all with the families, and allowed them 30 days to make the decision, to have conference calls between prisons, and then never forced them to solve any unsolved or to give information on any unsolved crimes. It was clearly an ideological driven by Holder, and as far as the Clintons goes, they're not. Well, Bill may not be as ideological as Holder is, but he's as political, and it was to get the Latino vote for Hillary when she was running for Senate in New York. So you put the craven political ambitions of the Clintons together with the agenda of Holder, and voila, you get a jailbreak, and that's what happened.
We're talking with Joe Connor, one of the authors of the book, The New Founders, doing great, selling like hotcakes. My question for you is, after this past week, you know, September 11th anniversary, I know you lost loved ones on that day, too.
Yep.
You know, it's such a tough week. We lost Americans overseas. Just such a somber week, and prayers go out to everybody who lost loved ones on September 11th and the families of the individuals who died over in Egypt, were murdered in Egypt.
Yeah.
Now, what are your thoughts, you know, the founders looking back on the events of September 11th and the response, and how would they have responded? How would they be looking at America right now and feeling about it?
Well, I think the founders would be very disappointed in the way that we've gone about our business. I think that they would say, you know, the first thing we have to do is protect our own borders. And, you know, Washington was a firm believer to keep out of entangling alliances that could get us in trouble. In the book, we kind of made him change his view a little bit, where we said, you know, there were some alliances that we'd want to keep, and that would be with England, that would be with Israel, because you have to, it's a smaller world now than it was back then. But I think the founders would say, first of all, we have to protect ourselves, and everything else is secondary to that, and that's what they were sworn to do. And we're just not doing that. I mean, look what happened in the offices in the foreign countries. I mean, the consulates and whatnot. It's a disaster. We didn't protect ourselves, and we're allowing people to attack us. We look weak. Another thing the founders said was, you know, the best way to keep peace is through strength. We Ronald Reagan and the founders had a lot of common ground, and Washington believed that the only way to keep a strong country or a peaceful country is to have a strong military, and we are clearly losing that. It's like, you know, when a predator smells weakness and smells blood, they go after it, and that's exactly what we're experiencing.
No, you're right. We can have peace through strength or peace through surrender, and this administration seems more interested in peace through surrender. Joe Connor, the new book, The New Founders.
Can I get my website?
Sure.
www.thenewfounders.net, www.thenewfounders.net. Please, it's a fun book, it's educational, and it's clever. I think people will like it.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you very much,
guys,
and we'll be right back with more of The Big Show here on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.